She is arguably the greatest living guitarist of any genre, and this weekend, Sharon Isbin will be at the Wharton Center playing the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo with the Lansing Symphony. It's a piece that she's played once or twice or 300 times, but does she keep track anymore?
I don't, but it's definitely many hundreds of times at this point, and I had the pleasure of actually knowing Rodrigo and enjoying a friendship with him for 20 years.
And the Concierto de Aranjuez is the most performed concerto of the 20th century, not just for the guitar, most performed of any 20th century concerto. And it's one of those rare works where the story behind its composition is just as moving as the music itself.
The music is not only compelling on a technical level, but deeply so emotionally. It really captures the essence of the Spanish soul with all its yearning and its pathos and its jubilation. And part of the reason for that, you have outer movements that are very jubilant, and you have an inner movement that came at a very critical time in Joaquin Rodrigo's life. He and his wife were expecting what would have been their first child, and she miscarried. They lost the child. She became very ill, and nobody knew if she would live or die. So Rodrigo would visit her at the hospital and come back every night unable to sleep, and would console himself with this beautiful theme from the Adagio. Fortunately, she did recover. They went on to have many years together. The piece is just imbued with that sense of loss and the sadness, but yet the hopefulness. And it's just very moving to play and to hear every time. I had the honor of recording this several times, and the most recent recording I did with the New York Philharmonic. It's on an album of all Latin guitar concerti, the other two being by Manuel Ponce from Mexico and Villa-Lobos from Brazil. It's the only recording of the over 2,000 that the New York Philharmonic has made. It's the only recording they've ever done with a guitar soloist.
That selection from Sharon Isbin's recording with the New York Philharmonic and the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo. Part of her recent 5-album collection released by Warner, but you can see and hear the genuine article Saturday night at the Wharton Center as Sharon Isbin joins the Lansing Symphony and maestro Timothy Muffett. Although this is the second collaboration guitarist Sharon Isbin will have with maestro Muffett this concert season, since she also joined him with his other capital city ensemble, the Baton Rouge Symphony, a few months ago. But she says the nature of live concerts means they're all unique experiences.
Well, like any conversation between two people, it will be different each time. And that's the beauty of live performance. You go there expecting to have a visceral experience. And when you have wonderful partners, it never disappoints. It's something that is of the moment, exciting, and very meaningful. So I encourage everybody to embrace this show on the 11th and join us in what will be a very special evening.
In addition to her successful performing career, there is another side of guitarist Sharon Isbin, which also, if you'll pardon the pun, tugs at her heartstrings.
I was asked to create the first guitar department ever at the Juilliard School in 1989, and I've had the honor and pleasure of working with amazing students there from over 20 different countries, and it's a very intensive program. I also had the guitar department at the Aspen Music Festival every summer. So pedagogy is certainly something that I believe in, that I enjoy, and that's very important to continue for generations.
Is it something you see yourself possibly merging more into? I'm thinking of Glenn Dichterow, former concertmaster of the New York Phil. He's gone on to L.A. and being part of the Thornton School. Is that something that you feel yourself maybe being pulled more and more towards?
I don't know how I could be at any higher point than the most important conservatory in the world, which is Juilliard, where I've taught now for over 25 years and where I will continue to teach, and at the Aspen Music Festival, which is the biggest music festival in North America, where we attract students from all over the world.
It was during one of those very famous Colorado retreats that the seeds were sown for one of Sharon Isbin's next projects, one being released later this year, where she'll perform with opera star Isabel Leonard.
I was asked to do our first concert together at the Aspen Music Festival 2.5 years ago, and it was such a success that we decided to really tour all over the country and made a recording of our all-Spanish repertoire that we've been performing. That will come out sometime later in 2017. And it's very exciting to work with a singer of her stature. She's an opera star on the major stages across the world, and you've probably seen her in the HD broadcast from the Met Opera. And because she's Argentinian background, Spanish is a native language for her, so that's really wonderful when we're doing music by Manuel de Falla and Monsalvache and Joaquin Rodrigo and Garcia Lorca, etc.
Yeah, the Lorca songs, I don't really know. Could you kind of give an introduction to that?
Well, when you hear the album, you're going to love them. They're very beautiful. Lorca was instrumental in taking a lot of these folk songs and setting them harmonically, and he actually, there's a recording of him playing them with a singer shortly before he was killed, and it's extraordinary that, of course, we know of him as a great poet, but very few people realize his musical bent as well.
Garcia Lorca himself at the piano there in anticipation of the upcoming album featuring guitarist Sharon Isbin and vocalist Isabel Leonard. Isbin will also be appearing this weekend with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra playing Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez in a concert devoted to composers deriving from the Spanish diaspora westward, a program called From Spain to the Americas, which includes a relatively unknown work called Fuentes, written by a Venezuelan composer, featuring a great trumpet line for the Lansing Symphony's Richard Illman, as maestro Timothy Muffet tells me.
Yeah, we have a terrific first trumpet in Rich Illman, and this also features our principal oboe, Jan Eberle. And it's a wonderful piece of music. Alfonso Tenorero is a Venezuelan composer, and so he represents the with this. Just to back up a little bit, this program looks at basically the Spanish style and how it migrated across the Atlantic Ocean, and then how that Spanish style is perceived through the filters of the different cultures that are represented by the different countries in the program. So we have obviously some Spanish music, and then we have Venezuelan music, and we have Argentina, and we have Mexico. And so each one of these, we can hear the Spanish influence, but we also hear that there's a slightly different filter because of what those different cultures bring to it.
Yeah. The two Mexican composers that are on there, they're pieces that I'm noticing getting more and more stature in the concert hall and recordings, starting with the Chavez and the Sinfonia India.
Yeah, so we have two pieces from Mexico, as you say. We have the Danzón No. 2 of Marquez, which is a really super famous
joyous piece.
Right, and very, I think, what one would expect to hear when hearing a piece of Mexican orchestral music. The Chavez is, to me, a fascinating piece because it's his tribute to the first world peoples of Mexico and the native Latin Americans, I guess you could say, except take the Latin out, the first world peoples of Mexico. And as such, it's full of very interesting percussion sounds and instruments that we don't hear otherwise. And Chavez, knowing that this might have, he wrote this in the 30s, and knowing that it might be difficult for a modern symphony orchestra to acquire some of these instruments, he also wrote it for just traditional snare drum, bass drum, tenor drum. But we have, he gives you the option of exploring instruments that are closer to the native cultures. And so we've taken that option, and we're really looking to, through the percussion expression, to bring this piece to the roots, which is what he was trying to celebrate.
And the concert begins with a kind of fairly well-known work, right? The Malagueña.
Right. Well, it's, you know, I wanted to set the tone. And it was a difficult program in that when we have a guitar concerto, we have to bring the audience into the world of the guitar, which is a very intimate form of expression. But a piece of Spanish and a concert of Spanish and Latin American music, I thought, needed to begin with a splash. So we begin with Malagueña, which is exactly that. I mean, it just is exactly what one's going to expect in hearing Spanish music. But we had to get from that, beginning with a big splash, down to the intimacy of the guitar concerto. And that's where Mr. Tenorero's piece, Fuentes, comes into play, because it is a very intimate piece. It's also, it's a look at some Latin American music of today by a living, breathing composer of today. So it has a very different feel to it, but we still hear that Spanish influence.
Spain and the Americas with the Lansing Symphony and guest guitarist Sharon Isbin happens Saturday night at 8 in the Wharton Center of East Lansing. More information at lansingsymphony.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.